The Jimmies get a doubleheader sweep over Mount Marty on the road, and we recap your winners of the Barnes and Stutzman County girls basketball tournaments. I'm Jared Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. The University of Jamestown women's basketball team captured its fifth straight win on Saturday afternoon, defeating Mount Marty 73-46. Jamestown improves to 9-4 overall on the year and 4-3 in the GPAC. They'll host Dickinson State on Friday night at Harold Newman Arena. Kaya Tower had 16 points and Hannah DeMars had 12 to lead the UJ offense. Saturday's win was the fourth straight for UJ against Mount Marty, who will come to Jamestown on January 26th. And in men's basketball over the weekend, Mark Joe scored 15 points to lead five players in double figures for the number 10 Jimmies as they took down Mount Marty 83-51 on Saturday afternoon. Brady Birch and Devin Schultz each had double-doubles in the win, while Will Cordes had 12 points and John Argue added in 11 for Jamestown. The Jimmies improved to 12-2 overall on the season and 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will host Dickinson State on Friday night in a non-conference matchup as well. It will be a doubleheader with the UJ women's basketball team. The Lemoore girls basketball team won their sixth straight Barnes County tournament during the third and final day of the 2021 Barnes County girls basketball tournament. Lemoore, led by Molly Muslin with 27 points, was able to defeat Sargent County in the Barnes County girls basketball tournament. And in the Stutzman County girls basketball tournament, Edgley Cola Montpelier bested Carrington 56-26 in the championship game, as the Rebels of EKM shot 51% from the field to help them win the Stutzman County Tournament crown over the two-time defending champs in Carrington. Medina Pingree Buchanan took third, Griggs Midcota finished fifth, and South Border took seventh at the Stutzman County Girls Basketball Tournament. You can stay up to date with everything happening in local sports, always live over at NewsDakota.com.